Welcome to the second of, I think, three Beer Here Pumpkin Podcasts.
I don't know how I got roped into doing three pumpkin podcasts. I don't particularly care for pumpkin beer.
Right, but so far we discovered some nice ones, right?
That's true.
Which ones are we going to try today?
Today we have got Post Road Pumpkin Ale, Wolliver's Pumpkin Ale, and Uinta Oak Jacked Imperial Pumpkin from their Crooked Line series.
All right, here we go first with the Post Road. That was an awesome sound effect. It almost sounded fake. So Post Road is one of the Brooklyn Brewery brands bottle, and it's brewed up in Utica, New York at the FX Matt facility under the supervision of Brooklyn. It's got some of that pie spice.
Yeah, a little pie spice. This one says that it has nutmeg in it. You do get some of that nutmeg, but it's not overwhelmingly strong.
No, it's got a gentle aroma and
nice.
A little bit of a head and slightly orange copper color.
You definitely get the nutmeg in the flavor, too. But again, it doesn't overwhelm the beer.
You know, a lot of times I think when tasting a beer, what the label tells you it is, really, I'm thinking I'm tasting pumpkin. It definitely has that pumpkin pie character to it, but again, not overwhelming. And this beer, in contrast to some of the other pumpkin beers we tried earlier, has a bit of a bitter bite to it. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the nutmeg. They say that the pumpkins are blended into the mash.
So it's made with pumpkins.
Dickinson pumpkins, allegedly. I don't know if that's the name of the farm or if it's a type of pumpkin. Perhaps they're very poetic.
That would just be Dickens, a Dickens pumpkin.
No, it would be Dickinson.
Dickinsonian.
Emily Dickinson.
Oh, that Dickinson.
Not literary pumpkins, poetic pumpkins.
Okay. Or it's a heavy metal pumpkin. Sort of an Iron Maiden pumpkin.
Got an idea for a jack-o'-lantern.
Run to the hills. Sorry, it's like a Jack Black moment. So this one, again, is not overly done, tasty, sessionable. Sessionable in a flavor context. I'm not sure. What is the ABV on this?
5%.
So it is, I don't know if it's bitter from the nutmeg or from the hops, but
it's only 24 IBUs. And they use Willamette and American Fuggles. And the Fuggles aren't going to be too bitter.
So maybe it is the spice that's giving it.
It could be.
All right. Are we going to use our pumpkin scales again?
I think we should.
All right. So the pumpkin scales go like this. General pumpkin would be drinkability as a beer. And then the pumpkin pie scale as to how much like a pumpkin pie does this taste. So on the general drinkability pumpkin scale out of 10 pumpkins,
I think I'd give this 7.5 pumpkins.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
That bitterness is, it could be that nutmeg, but
The previous ones we did were around 8. This, I'm giving 7, yeah. And on the pumpkin pie scale?
Maybe about 5, because it's rather one-dimensional in the spice character.
I agree, too, and that's more than the previous pumpkin beers. The previous pumpkin beers were more around 3. I agree, this is more of a 5 on the pumpkin pie scale. It could be a lot more pumpkin, but it's more than the previous ones that we've tried in this series.
Next up, we have the creatively named Pumpkin Ale from Wolliver's.
Wolliver's is a label from...
It's Otter Creek's organic line.
And they use what? Organic hops, organic malt?
Organic hops, organic malt in all of their beers, and in this particular one, organic pumpkins. Grown by Will and Judy Stevens of Golden Russet Farm in Shoreham, Vermont.
All right, let's see how this pours out. Nice color. Good head.
So this one has much more of a tan head than the previous ones we've had. The other ones have been rather white.
This has also got a nice thick head and similar color.
A little darker copper than the Post Road.
Yeah, that's a spicy nose.
They don't say which spices they use, but they say they've got 4 different spices in here.
There's almost a chocolate note, like a cocoa note, like a bitter cocoa note in there. And again, the title of Pumpkin Ale leading me on to think I'm smelling pumpkins too. Well, there's some spice in there.
There is indeed.
There's definitely some spice. We're looking at the pie scale going up here. Yeah, this is definitely the most spice-forward beer, pumpkin beer we've tried so far.
Yeah, the malt's starting to get hidden behind those spices. Definitely get some cinnamon in there, nutmeg, cinnamon. Certainly.
Yeah, cinnamon, definitely cinnamon. Makes your mind think that this is a little bit sweet, but it's not too sweet.
And then it has, the aftertaste is rather bitter. Again, I think it's probably from the spicing. Also getting some cloves.
Cloves, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I like it. It's good. It's why this is a seasonal beer, because you don't want to drink this in June, and you don't want to drink it in March. It's October. Pumpkins everywhere. Dogs dressed up in costumes, at least in our neighborhood. So, yeah, why not? Why not crack open a beer that tastes like pumpkin pie a bit? So the Wolvers, yeah, it's nice, and it's good to know it's organic. And as far as the ABV, 5.3. Just over 5% alcohol in this one.
And the pumpkin scale, where are you ranking this one? Pumpkin drinkability scale.
As a general drinkability, it's for me, it's down now to about 6.5, 7.
I have to put it down to about 5.
Well, that's okay. It's, you know, it's all about subjective taste, isn't it? And pumpkin pie definitely earns points there.
Pumpkin pie scale, yeah. I'd say probably moving up to a 5 or 6 on the pumpkin pie scale.
I'd go as high as 6.57 on pumpkin pie scale. Judging from all the pumpkin beers we had so far in the session, it definitely ranks first.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Our third beer in this session, what are we drinking?
This is one that was recommended by David at Good Beer when I was there a couple days ago getting beer, as I do pretty much 3 times a day there. We were talking about pumpkin beer, and he said, oh, do you know about this Jacked Imperial Pumpkin? And he pulled out a bottle. I don't even know if it was on the shelf at that point, but it's from a brewery I'm not very familiar with.
You went to brewery from Salt Lake City. I think they've only been in New York for, I don't know, maybe 6 months? They haven't been here for very, very long. You don't see their beers everywhere.
This is in a big, corked 750-milliliter bottle. It's a big beer. It's 10.31%.
I like how they give us the 0.31%. Oh, I get it. I'm a little slow. What day is Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
What month is Halloween? Okay, wow. I'm not the only slow one here.
No, I wasn't even thinking of that, but 750-milliliter bottle, it's corked with the cage. This will be a different kind of sound experience.
And there's not much information on it, simply that it's been aged in oak barrels.
Yeah, I don't know if they're brand new oak barrels. Mostly, I'm going to guess they're probably used whiskey barrels is my guess, but we'll find out. Or at least we might find out by the flavor, right? And how do they use pumpkin in this? Is it also pumpkin in the mash? We don't know.
We have no idea. They have a jack-o'-lantern on the label.
We'll try to find that out and post it in the blog. All right, so here we go. You can't really hear the wire turning, can you? I heard that. And let's see.
Don't do that.
Let's see if we get a launch from the... About ready to launch the cork. I didn't shake it up. All right. Here we go. Seconds away. 3, 2, 1. That's what we're looking for. Now, this is pouring out with a nice tan head.
This is probably the darkest one we've come across. Kind of a deep, deep copper.
Yeah.
Really pretty looking.
Yeah, there's a little hint of red.
Very thick tan head.
It's like a slight garnet hue. Wow, it's got a really nice, interesting, full character, complex nose.
Yeah, getting hints of sherry, but also a little bit of spice, although but maybe it's just I'm expecting spice. It says nothing about that on the label.
I'm getting a yeasty spiciness. And like a slightly smoky, peaty kind of smell. Bit earthy, and yeah, definitely some esters. Yeah, I see what you mean by the sherry too.
This is one where I'm actually smelling some roasted pumpkin like aromas as opposed to pumpkin pie.
You get that in the flavor too. You get that kind of smoky roastiness. That would lead me to think that those oak barrels were probably used already.
There's a boozy flavor to it.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't, if I weren't told, I would not guess that this is a pumpkin ale.
No, not by the spices, not by anything, but I'll take their word for it. They put a pumpkin on the label, it's got to be pumpkin. This is also a little bit viscous. It's definitely the heaviest beer. There's a lot of residual, I don't want to say sweetness because this isn't very sweet, but there's some heaviness.
I get some sweetness in the middle.
Well, definitely probably the most complex, the carton that we had. The carton pumpkin cream ale was really a standout, unique in the field so far. But this also is one of those outliers. It's not like all the others. You know? Most of the beers so far were very similar, pretty similar flavor, malt, character. This one stands out. Yeah, and you can imagine roasted pumpkin in the flavor of this beer. I'm imagining it, but I've got a vivid imagination, so.
So on the pumpkin scale for drinkability, I would rank this about 8.5. I would go higher, except I find there's a little bit of hotness, which I guess could be expected from a 10.3% beer. But I wouldn't want to have more than one of these.
I'm going to go lower on that. For a beer this strong and malty, that's typically in my wheelhouse. Strong and malty, especially malty. It's not doing it for me. It's leaving me a little bit wanting something more and not quite hitting the points for me. So for pumpkin drinkability, I'm more 6.5.
Ooh, I think that's the farthest apart we've been.
Yeah. Usually we're pretty much neck and neck on the pumpkin scales. And as far as pumpkin pie, not getting too much of the pumpkin flavors. So this is really down there. It's like 2.5.
I'd even give it a 1 for pumpkin pie.
I'm being pumpkin generous. So we have at least 3 more pumpkin beers in the next segment, which hopefully will be coming before Pumpkin Day. BR, what are you pointing out there? Your t-shirt.
Since it's radio, you can't see my t-shirt, which happens to say Jolly Pumpkin.
That's not a pumpkin beer.
One of them is.
All right. Well, check back soon for the last installment of the Pumpkin Podcast on Beer Here.
I hope it's the last installment. This is the most pumpkin beers I've drunk in 1 month ever.
Wait till next year.